You know, this is one of those special moments, man, you know, where you get the right people at the right place, at the right time, on the right side of town. This is that moment, man. Please don't argue with Fast Podcast, episode one. This your boy Chadwick. Do right if you're nasty. My co-host in here, get familiar with him, Corey Moe.
In the building.
Got my special guest in here, my brothers, man. We go way back. My brother, Moyo, HD, Mario Scott. My brother Terrence Clayton, a.k.a. Buddy Lovewood.
What's really good?
Lovewood, how the wife doing today, man?
I call him the flavor, man. He the flavor, man.
She had the crib sleep?
I got to sleep right now. She taking a nap.
Fellas, you know, I mean, it's been a long time coming, man. And Yo been telling me for a while. He said, man, a lot of people like to hear your voice. You need a podcast. And several other people reached out to me and said, you need a podcast, man. People want to hear your voice. So now here's the voice, and we're here now, man. So, fellas, let's get into it, man.
We got the name of the show, it speaks for itself. So I'm just let y'all know right now, it might be some flavor stuff flying around here in a second.
First up on the list. Let's talk about it, man. It's been a lot going on, man.
Hold on, play that one more time. Play that one more time.
Make sure y'all get that. Hey, man, listen. This dude been in the news, man, on the media. We done seen all the interviews. We done heard all the allegations. How you guys feeling about it, man?
I'm going to let y'all take off on that.
Oh, man, for me.
I ain't trying to get beat up, so I'm going to let y'all take off right there.
It's really going to be hard for me to stop listening to the
music. Oh, I ain't going to never stop listening to the music.
I don't know. I'm torn. I'm really torn.
I'm kind of in the same place as you. You know, I don't, man. It's so much that could be.
I'm saying
we got to take into consideration in that, man.
I'm saying we know a lot of this stuff happened probably 20 years ago. Man, I remember I was like 8th, 9th grade when they was talking about the Aaliyah stuff and the other stuff EP on this little young girl. So, I mean, take that stuff out of the equation. We know that stuff happened. But do we know this other stuff really? Like, he had sex slaves and people chained up. You know what I mean? Like, those allegations.
He don't know how to hold tight people. Look, man, my thing is, it's kind of like the Michael Jackson situation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it was one kid, right? One kid accused him, then there was another kid. So he's like, okay, how far are we going to go with Mike? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that. But R. Kelly, it's like video evidence. Like, they got video, new evidence, video of him doing certain things. So but this is what killed me about people, too, is you cool with a dude being a murderer. You listen to his music.
Right.
He killed him. He's so dope. Right. He did all this stuff. But I'm going to listen to him. But this guy, you know, he fondled some girls and did some things like that. He's a, yeah, if he a dirtbag, he a dirtbag. But yeah, the music's still there. You know what I'm saying?
And let's make it clear. We're not saying that either one is right.
Exactly.
Right.
But why are we so ready to crucify our own people? I've been seeing on Facebook, man, everybody's been coming out with, well, what about this? Yeah, I'm crucifying R. Kelly, but what about Harvey Weinstein or what about Charlie Sheen? Man, you will never see a surviving Charlie Sheen on Lifetime. I think it's the first time Lifetime I put on an all black performance, and it had to be surviving R. Kelly.
Yeah. But like I say, man, I can't side with a pedophile. I can't do it. Cause I got nieces, I got you know what I mean, I got daughters, you got kids, and you know what I'm saying, just because a person's a celebrity, don't mean, and he's because he wrote Bump and Grind, and you know, all these good jams that we like to enjoy.
True.
I still can't excuse that shit.
Terry, you know why you think we so readily as black people to crucify our own?
Man, it's a crab in the bucket.
Crabs in the bucket?
Man, don't know. I mean, it's sad to say, but people don't want to see the other one make it. You know, that's just the reality of it. And I know my partner that I don't want to hear that. It's the truth.
Y'all never heard, we just don't. Y'all ever heard the saying, people like, y'all, your heroes live long enough to become villains?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what's going on right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your heroes live long enough to become villains. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what it is. Like, If R. Kelly would have stepped out of the spotlight after that OMO allegation, would nobody care about what's going on right now. Yeah. But the fact that he's still relevant, he still put out music to this day, is the only reason he is even getting this stuff brought up on him. If he would have stopped everything back then, nobody heard from him again, it would not be a surviving R. Kelly. It would not be all this stuff going on. It would never be this stuff again. But his celebrity, that's what captivates all this stuff again.
How do y'all feel about that interview you had with Gayle? With Gayle King. Was that Gayle King?
Yeah.
Y'all seen the interview where he was like real emotional. He was like, "This ain't me, man. This ain't me."
Yeah.
And he said, "Y'all trying to kill me, man." And one thing that he said, the biggest thing in the interview that stuck out to me, and man, we can go all across the board with this, is that he said, y'all don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it. And I look at it that in life is like, we don't want to believe the truth. The truth could be that your spouse ain't shit. The truth could be that you yourself ain't shit.
Right, right.
The truth could be that you're on a bad job and you're having problems because of your actions. Everybody else, you having problems with everybody else on your job, but it may not be everybody else. Maybe it's yourself. Huh? That could be the truth. So when he said that, that resonated with me more than just what he had going on with himself. Yeah. How do y'all feel about that?
Well, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to just accept things, period. Just accepting stuff. So, man, I just wish that these people would come out right when this stuff happened to
him. Right.
True that.
Oh,
yeah. True that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it may be hard, you know, but if you come right out and say what happened to you, then it's more believable.
Yeah.
And we can go ahead and crack down on something.
Yeah. Yeah. True that. True that.
When it's 20, 30 years. It's hard. Yeah. Dead days coming,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what parent, first off,
yeah.
as a parent, what parent takes a 15-year-old daughter to the R. Kelly concert? Period. you know what's in the lyrics, you know what he's talking about, you know, and I say this from me, my person, me.
Yeah.
Ain't no way in hell I'm taking my daughter to an R. Kelly.
Without the allegation. Right. Even if it wasn't an allegation, none of that. Like, period.
Just all yeah. Kelly, period. Yeah. It takes a 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Oh, period. I'm not paying for it. That's another thing that makes it look, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying, because he said that one of the girls, their dad brought her to the concert. It was right. like make sure she get on stage.
Right.
I'm like, man, I'm not taking my part. On stage, no song can the concert. Man. He and then his concert, like you say, you know what's going down. He ain't playing. I Believe I Can Fly.
Yeah, we seen the videos of the concert. We know how we might fly. Yeah, not the one he going. Yeah. But I think it's a lot of blame to go across the board.
But, and another thing I want to touch on, fellas, is that, like I said, I seem like black people. We're just killing, dude. And to me, it's like, whatever's going to happen to him, the law is going to already take care of it. Why do we need to continue to bash this, man? I don't see white people bashing Elvis when he had a 14-year-old wife.
I got a somewhat of an idea about it. We just so good at this shit. We good at these jokes, boy.
Yeah.
We good at these jokes, dog. Yeah. I don't like, ain't nobody gonna come with these memes like we come up with these memes, dog. These little songs, like we good, they gonna get these jokes. And I think that what drives it, man, because we so good at just killing them.
It is. But like I said, we got a whole Graceland up there for Elvis. Yeah. His wife was like 14 years old when he started seeing her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, white people don't do that to their own people, man. Yeah. We do it to ours. And I want to liken it back to, like, I think it goes back to, like, some of the times that we faced during slavery times, where we was pitted against each other. We was taught to hate each other, hate our brother. Families were torn apart. So I think it's still some remnants of that still carrying over to this day, that when we see somebody else, like Terry said, you see somebody doing good or you see somebody else having something, we got to tear them down. We can't bring them up with me. See, that's why I like my brothers here, because they got Right Side of Town Entertainment. And they work together. And they don't mind working with other people. You know what I mean? Other black men, they work with them.
Yeah.
And it's all about that and pulling each other up. White people do it all the time, man.
Yeah, they do. And I like, just because they don't say nothing, that makes it even worse. Because they don't say anything. They don't do anything. That makes it worse. Like, but they also don't say nothing when police brutality. You know, they kill. You know, they everything else that the systemic racism that goes on. Yeah. Like they quiet then too.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Like I just like, you know, I think more people should speak out on certain things. If it's wrong, it's wrong, man. That's the only way we're going to correct it. You know what I mean? If you go too long without it being corrected, you just make it worse.
Yeah.
You put a Band-Aid, like, just like look at it now. Like, the reason why we do have a vendetta against each other because of the systemic shit that we've been put through.
Yeah.
Because nobody spoke up about it. Nobody said nothing about it. Nobody, like, and then, like, I believe they need to speak truth to power, too, when it comes to them. Like, if they see one of their fellow white males doing something wrong in that sense, like, they should say something about it. Yeah. They shouldn't let it go on. So that's why I can't, like, even on that notion, like, I believe in keeping the same energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's you, if it's me, like, keeping the same energy. Because if it's your child to get hurt today, it can be mine to get hurt tomorrow.
That's true.
You get what I'm saying? That's why I believe in keeping the same energy on all that. That's why I look at R. Kelly, like,
I feel like
I can't take the music away.
Yeah.
But him as a person, like, I can separate artistry from a person.
Right.
Yeah, it's,
you know what I'm saying?
For me, I can separate the artist from the art. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, exactly. And I'm able to do that, so.
Yeah.
I'm still, Michael Jackson's still the GOAT to me, you know what I mean? Okay. Man, how do y'all feel about the Michael Jackson thing? Like, they coming back out years after his death with these allegations now, man. He's already been proven not guilty in court.
I think that's some sucker shit.
They analyzed him up and down. They found nothing against him, you know what I mean? But it's like, everybody's so quick to tear him down. And Oprah, man, I kind of lost a little respect for Oprah. She interviewed Michael when he was alive. Went to his home, sat with him.
One of the biggest enemies.
Then when he's dead, you get these same bullshit allegations that was out 10 years ago. And, you know, put a little documentary on just to get your ratings up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And now everybody's back to bashing him and hating him. A lot of his music been pulled from radio stations, man. Like, it's turned ugly, man. And I'm just wondering why we so quick to kill our own people, man. And this dude is dead. Like, he's gone. He can't defend himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't really understand that.
And I think a lot of that too, that's come from like power structure. Because you, like, I was listening to I think the Breakfast Club, they had his nephew on there. He was talking about how he owned half of Sony Publishing. Wow. If you know what that, like, he didn't just own the Beatles catalog. Right. He owned half of Sony's publishing.
Right. That's major.
That's major. You know how much money that is. Like that's he said, and he was telling them they trying to kill me. So how do you kill somebody without actually killing them?
Oh, Mike knew what he was doing. I saw in the interview.
You kill a character.
In the interview he was, I just did good business. He said, I got one more album to deliver, and then I own half of Sony. He said, and I only need 3 songs. I can just give my greatest hits album and just throw any three songs on there, and I'm done. I knew right then, though. I said, yeah, they coming for Mike.
Oh, yeah.
They not finna get you
half. Did you have the Korean army marching in his video? Like, the whole army marching in his video? Like, come on, bro. Yeah. This dude bigger than the president, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a lot of this stuff is strategic too, though.
Exactly.
I mean, you can make a lot of money with these interviews and bringing back stuff up like that. Cause social media is so big now.
Yeah.
Man, you bring up something like that, shoot, man, people getting paid.
Exactly.
They getting paid.
Yeah.
It's definitely big. As much dirt as you can pull up on these people, I mean, what they've done, you can't take that away from.
No, you can't.
No, you can't take away some. Well, I guess you can too at the same time. Look at Bill. His legacy is over with. Like, because he always going to have that asterisk by his name, like the rapist, drug.
Well, for the younger generation. Yeah.
True that.
You know, me and you, people our age, you know what I'm saying?
Still watching the college. It's still on TV.
Yeah.
That man sent so many kids to college, though, man. Like, he funded a lot of kids' college experience, man.
I got a problem with Bill.
Yeah, well, let's
me too.
I was just gonna say, now if you partake in something that another person is not willing to do, that's else.
Yeah.
You know, you drug somebody to get something. Now, that's another level. Right? I mean, you taking it.
Yeah. Right. I look back, like, back in the day, you know. You think they took that willingly? Like, they knew what
was going
to
go on? Yeah, several of them came out and said that.
Like, they knew what was going to go on. Like, they knew what was going to pop. Like,
it was a popular drug back then. Just
like, you say a lot of the social norms.
Yeah, back then, just like the kid pop pills now, man. They were popping them pills.
My thing with Bill is hypocrisy. Because he came out, like, the last couple, like, I don't know, before these allegations came back up, he was bashing black people. Like, not like, I ain't talking about like the educated, like, you know, so-called educated, but I'm talking about black people that's from the poor environments, yeah, that do things, like, talking about how they name their kids, talking about how they wear their clothes, and talking about things of that nature. You come out bashing black people. Instead of educating them, you bash them. Yeah. I don't respect that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't respect that. You go to these Temple University, this university, and talk about these, how these black people doing this, then as soon as they like, okay, you want to make a move on that type, well, we're going to show you what we're going to, we're going to bring up all this stuff against you that you did. Yeah. So now it's like, you bashed all these people, that, and most people you're talking about are young people. So we bring up some stuff you did when you was younger.
Yeah.
That's what I can't get behind.
All I know, they ever come
keep the same energy, my G.
They make up some bullshit on Stephen Wonder. I know some. He laughed.
He get one more TV show. It's over.
Now, Word, you brought up something on Facebook I want to talk about, man. Tell everybody what you had about the relationship thing. You were saying something about the nature of when women wanna kind of test men, they take you to do something that you don't really want to do.
Yeah, man, I was actually riding and listening. I heard that on the radio. Was talking about men and women and how they look at stuff different or whatever. But when a guy wanna hang out with a woman, man,
QT, quality.
You wanna get that quality time, man. You know, you wanna have some fun, man. You wanna do something. But women like to test you a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? They want to see where you at. They want to see where you at with it, man. You just have to.
So, what's a good time for a woman? In your opinion, what's cute time for a woman?
from their perspective?
Yeah, from a woman's perspective. Walmart. Everybody in the world is in there. So she gonna go to Walmart and see if you're comfortable with everybody in the town. See if you with her.
I think you've been in the Walmart, you seen your partner with his old lady, like, yeah, he's struggling right now. Look at him.
Are you serious about me? Let's go to Walmart.
I don't want
to
say the wrong thing, my lady.
I'm saying that. My wife is cool with that.
I think you bring up a good point, though. Like, if a man, we want to, it's in our nature to please women. It's just our nature. So when we take a woman out, we want to do fun things with her, things that we think she will enjoy. For a woman, she want to test a man to see how loyal he is, how much he would deal with. It's not all about, I want to make him happy so much, as opposed to, I want to see what he's willing to tolerate from me. Yeah. What extent he's willing to go to for me to make me happy. Yeah. So if it's going to Walmart, if it's shoe shopping, if it's going to 10 different stores, you know what I mean? That's what it's going to be. We're never like, hey, baby, you want to go shopping with me? look for this three-piece.
I'm shopping different, you know? Though. I'm shopping this. Go in, come out. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I remember one time I was with my little boy mama. And we was in Foley. You know, Foley got the outlet mall and all that. Yeah. And I'm in there, and this guy's, you know, his old lady, he look at me, I look at him like, and like, his wife like, which shoe? He was like, I don't know that one. You know what I'm saying? I looked at him like, he was like, I feel your pain. Like they go, and then like, I remember that same day, we stopped at one store, she seen something, she like, okay, I'm gonna go look at 30 more stores and come back to the store that you seen something. Ooh, like. Yeah. Like, that's... Yeah. It's like asking a woman what she want to eat. It's indecisiveness. Ooh, yeah. It's like,
you asking what you want to eat, boy. You're gonna be starving like Walmart. <water. laughs> And then the thing is, like, okay, we're gonna come here. I don't really want that. So I just asked you 10 minutes ago what you want.
He said it didn't matter.
So basically, y'all saying women are complicated.
I ain't say that per se.
I'm with you.
But that's the underlining.
I'm with you.
Y'all hear these guys? These guys said y'all come.
And that bus, he about to throw y'all under there.
Sometimes women just want us to make all the decisions for them.
True that.
You know what? I had women like that too. I've had several women like, I just want a man to lead. And so, like, they want a strong man that can lead. I don't know. Sometimes women don't know how to get out of their own way and let the man lead, though.
That's true too. That's true. That's
because true. Because we want to be the head of the household. You know what I mean? And sometimes I think relationships fail because women don't know how to get out of the way and just let the man be the man.
What they'll say, and I see it all the time. What they'll say is that is, well, men don't know how to be men. You know, so that'll be their reasoning for not getting out the way is because men don't know how to be men. I mean, I see it.
Yeah, I know y'all see it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And like we take the bag, like most men take the bag rank because of some other dude that might be a shitty person, shitty individual. You know what I'm saying? So you might be one dude she talked to her whole life. Yeah. He did a real dirty. Now, every dude that she talked to is going to pay for the mistakes of that guy. You get what I'm saying? That's I see that a lot. Yep. I see that a lot. A lot of daddy issues and things of that nature.
Be fair, man. I probably need therapy because I done did the same thing. They share remain nameless. Man, I was 15. Man, I was so hurt, man. I saw my little boy at the basketball game. But I was so hurt. And from that day on, I said, man, I'd never allow myself to be in this position again. Even at 15, yeah. I said, I'd never be in this position again to feel this way again. Mm-hmm. And everybody that came since then, they done feel.
Oh, so you want to name some names? You want to give some apologies out real quick?
No. just a general statement. Okay. I'm sorry, guys.
Is that the same thing? Is that the...
Ladies, we just want you to be happy.
But see, I think women are more equipped to process emotions better than men.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely. They definitely are.
I don't know.
I probably agree with that.
But see, because it's not cool for men to be emotional.
Yeah.
It's not cool for you to be like Tyrese.
I want to see my baby.
What's wrong with me? You know what I mean? Like, it's not really cool.
Yeah.
And so, it's just kind of nature. Women are better equipped to handle emotions. They're emotional creatures. Yeah. Men, we more like pragmatic. Like, we just more about a book.
Yeah.
So when things happen, that's something that's emotional happened to us. We don't know how to process it. Like, if a man and a woman break up, a woman to process that breakup, she's going to be hurt more than that man initially, but she's going to get over that breakup faster than that man gets over. She'll probably move on in the next 2 or 3 weeks. That man going to be hurt for several months down the line. He ain't going to know how to process it. He ain't going to talk to her about it. He just going to be hurt.
I think that goes to the line. Like, I heard Chris Rock say something one time. He said, when it comes to being faithful, a man being faithful, so a man is as faithful as his options. You know what I'm saying? He said, basically, a woman been getting offered dick her whole life. Yeah. Ever since she grew titties, she been off like a dude. Hey, you want me to get that bag for you? Yeah, how about some, you know what I'm saying? You want a woman to grab that? Hey, I'm going to hold the door for you. He offering, like, every man she didn't come in contact with is trying to do something. Men, most men do not have that issue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where everywhere they go, a woman trying to, hey, what's that? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, a woman can turn down easier than men because she's always been offered.
Right. That's true.
A man,
that is true.
It's not so easy. When it's offered, it's like, oh, we can try. But it's like, and I think that all plays into that circle, like when it comes to playing the emotion, because she know. Y'all can be talking. It probably 30 niggas in her inbox right now trying to get at her.
Ooh.
You get what I'm saying?
everybody,
you know what I'm saying? But, like, she can just take and pick of whoever she want. Or she, some of you mess up.
Right.
You know, I can take and pick of this one, this one, this one, this one. And some of them might be your homeboys.
That's true.
You get what I'm saying? Like, so, like, that's the difference.
Homeboys.
Speaking from experience. You speaking from experience.
I just know. So with that, what you just said, then women definitely cheat more.
Oh yeah, I believe Ooh. It. Ooh. Oh, I believe it.
Or are you opening up something right now?
I believe. Oh yeah.
You believe?
Oh yeah. I believe it. It's been studied, and they say this. That's true.
Yeah. Women cheat more than men.
It's just, and they think, and I, you think.
So you said they have more options.
It's more options. Yeah. It's more options.
I thought the world is like, more, well, it's more women than men.
But see, back to my point though, to what you're saying, if women cheat more than men, it's because they can process the emotion of it better.
True that.
They don't realize, like, the damage they're doing to the
you
man.
Know, you know why they better cheat too? Let me tell you what. I got my own thought process on this. Okay. Like I said, you got all these options, right? Okay. They can, a dude is more likely to keep a secret than a woman will keep a secret if she's talking to somebody else. Like a woman would tell her homegirl, Right. A dude can be knocking his homeboy, didn't know he like knocking his chick over. You know what I'm saying? He can keep it. Like he gonna play that role. He gonna play his part. You get what I'm saying? Only one that gonna mess this up is you. You know what I'm saying? That's what I believe. Like, yeah, that's why. But like I said, a dude don't have many options.
Yeah.
So some chick that wanna knock him off, he know she know he got a girl. She really, probably, truly want that motherfucker bad as hell.
Yeah.
So she gonna do little dry shit to try to get you caught up in the sense. You know what I'm saying? Well, dude gonna play his part. Right. That dude come on early, he in there acting like he fixed on the water hole. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna play my part. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because she can do that. That's my theory.
Women, no. I'm with
that's my theory. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easier because
they gonna do shit to try to get you caught up.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Niggas gonna be like, oh no!
And look, she gonna tell that dude. I got a dude.
Right.
Yeah, he at home. Da da da.
Right.
Okay, a dude. But like, no, I ain't got nobody.
Right.
You good? Yeah, you good. I got nobody. Old time, man. Like,
women are just better able to process the emotion of it, though, fellas. Like. Back to what Corey's kind of alluding to, man. When a woman, when she, because you said something about the relationship and the cheating, 70% of all divorces, and this is a fact, and y'all know how I feel about facts. Please don't argue with them. 70% of all divorces are initiated by women because they have emotionally checked out of that marriage.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's not about physical, it's not about the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not about what the man did or didn't do anymore. It's to the point where they have emotionally checked out.
True that.
Listen, even Angelina Jolie divorced Brad Pitt. You one of the richest, most famous celebrity. She emotionally checked out.
Yeah. Mm.
It's women out here that be dying to be with Brad Pitt. She checked out
because
she has emotionally checked out. And once a woman checks out emotionally, everything else is done.
Mm.
Your relationship is done. Yeah. The household is done. Cohabitating, all that is over. It's done.
So what's the difference? Like, because I know some women seem like they check out, like they emotionally check out, right? But sometimes it's driven by the grass is greener on the other side. They'll think it's better over here than I got it over here. You know what I'm saying? Then they'll fuck around there and go over there and find out, dang, I fucked up.
Yeah. And then men with pride, super pride, they not going to let you come back.
Exactly.
You ain't coming back.
They might want you back like my mom. You know what I'm saying? But I cannot show up in my mama's house with you after what you did to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to look crazy as hell. So, that's pride, though. That ain't your emotion, dude. That's pride. Like, I can't.
And Moyo just said a mouthful, man. Like, if a relationship falls apart, say if the guy cheated on the female, she can process. That's what I'm saying. She's better equipped to process the emotion of it.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell her, oh, I didn't love her. She'll believe that and she'll accept you back because she feels like it was just a physical act over here.
Mm-hmm.
You're still emotionally attached to me.
Mm-hmm.
A man, we can't separate the two. So what he said, when you do that, you go over there.
Pride, baby.
You might as well stay over there because it ain't no coming back.
You had another man's penis in you. No, baby girl, I can't do it.
So women directly, I guess you could say they relate sex to emotions. Then.
Basically.
Men,
absolutely.
It's just an act to a man. Yeah,
it's
just an
act to him. Yeah. It's like, don't... We can have sex with no emotion tied.
Absolutely.
So you're saying women, most times they have sex, there's some emotion now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that makes it a lot worse. Look, you didn't just cheat. You like this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And men hurt different than women, too.
Mm. Yeah. And then we can't. And then, like you said earlier, we're not emotional. We can't show it. Like, we got to be. We gotta be right home, boy. Like, ha ha.
You go back.
Hurt like a
boy. Boy, you can't, man. You can't eat, man. You done lost your appetite and everything.
Quickest way out of lost some weight.
You looking? You looking at every car like?
I can't eat, man. Don't wanna do nothing.
He got a song for that too, then. Yeah, golly, that's crazy.
I can't eat. I can't sleep. Hey, he knew what it was.
Yeah, he felt that one. Yeah,
he felt that.
He felt that one.
He felt that.
So, did y'all hear about this Future story out of Miami? Well, he's been accused of not letting big women in the club. He gets sued now. Do you think she got a right to sue him if he did that?
Free bad.
I mean, I don't know no moral courts he can go to, but that's like a morality.
Well, let me ask this. If she bought a ticket to the concert and then he refused to let her in?
I think it was a club appearance. Like, you just like, you didn't have a ticket, just like pay to get in. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I guess, if you own a club, you got the right to let in whoever you want to let in.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That's the, yeah. Like I said, I think it's a morality thing.
Have a lawful case. You know, I don't know.
Future said she just capping, like she just want a bag. She just, you know, he didn't have nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
being a part of his whole thing, but.
Yeah,
you looking at? I mean, trying to make some money. You
ain't turning.
You ain't turning nothing.
But if you in Miami and you Future, you ain't really worried about the club being packed anyway because they coming out.
Yeah, right. They
come, you know, so you can turn away who you want.
But how can she put that on Future? Like, he just said the door.
Yeah. That's what I was like.
Oh, yeah. No. Come on, man. That man ain't at the door like that.
No, you muffin top. Nah.
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't think he does.
And if it's really about money, you going to let everybody in, though. Right. You know what I mean? I don't think Future was really worried about no bag that night.
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting. I'm like,
I did see
that. Yeah.
Now we talked about R. Kelly, and it seems like every time R. Kelly do something just as small, like, well, let me raise you one, and he got arrested recently again, or got indicted for, I think, 16 counts of lying to the police or something of that nature. Disorderly conduct for lying to the police or false report or false statement. Jesse Smollett. The Empire Kid. Now, Word, what you think? That 16 counts gonna run on. Is that jail time, or you just gonna have to go to court and probably do a little plea?
Yeah, man, it probably won't be no jail time. I just don't know. A lot of this stuff be sounding crazy to me, man.
I mean, it sounded suspect when I first heard it.
When I first heard it, I knew. You know what I mean? It was like the perfect storm.
Who really run around with a noose, you know what I mean? Like bleach, 2 o'clock in the morning, Chicago. They said it was the coldest night of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And y'all just running around outside with MAGA hats and then bleach and a noose, and then you kept the noose on when the police got there. Like, come on, man. It never made any sense.
All places.
I think what happened, man, in my opinion, is that he was at the club. He was messing with somebody. Somebody dude or something like that, then, you know what I mean, the dude called him and put the hands on him. And so, you know, you're a celebrity, you can't tell anybody, I just got the shit beat out of him, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to always find an angle and find a way to promote it and to get that sympathy card for you. So,
but to hear he set the whole thing up?
Yeah.
He set the whole thing up. Yeah. Not only you had a story about a racist white man with a MAGA hat. And it ended up being two big ass Nigerians. Come on, bro. You couldn't do better than that. You couldn't do better than that, man.
And man, them two big ass niggas, man, they put them bees on you.
You're going to be well off with that.
Mario made a post about the same thing. He paid with a check.
Wrote a check. Oh, so you was trying to get caught.
They look like it, though. Like, why would you write a check?
You're the worst criminal in history, my guy.
You got to be.
For real.
Like, stuff like that, man, it got to be somebody making some money somewhere.
But see, this is what I want to tell you guys. I made a post about this. Like, to me, it's all a game, though. Like, R. Kelly, it's a game. He playing the game. He came out with the allegations. He got the emotional news conference. Sales went up like 116%, like his streams. Yeah. Jesse Smollett, he come out with this game. Trump played the game. He got elected. He got elected. Cindy Hyde Smith played the game. Nobody cared about Cindy Hyde Smith. Nobody knew who she was. The whole country knew who she was. That's, she made that statement. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's no such thing as bad publicity. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. So, everybody's learning same how to play
thing,
the game.
Same thing with the Gucci.
And Gucci. Come on, man. Y'all know damn well what y'all doing with the little blackface, man.
But I have a theory about that. They don't want us in their clothes anyway.
We ain't buying
shit. Look like this. If Soulja Boy got on a Gucci bandana, real or fake, this princess in England, she ain't finna wear no Gucci. Soulja Boy wear it. It's my brand ain't prestige. My shit for me for the hierarchy.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's supposed to be for the prestige. Yeah. It's supposed to be for CEOs and billionaires stuff. And you got Lil Baby rocking so Gucci
like,
sweater.
So they feel like you're making a mockery of their brand.
They feel like they don't want us in it because you don't fit. Yeah. I always say this, like I don't know why. That's why if you look at the Gucci that a CEO wear, and then you look at the Gucci that one of these rappers wear. You see, they sell the shit that they sell the rappers. You'd be like, who the fuck would wear that? And they'll wear it anyway because it's got this brand on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, they going to make this for you, but the real stuff is going to be for...
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? I seen some Gucci shoes. That, like, they took some old Reeboks, you know, old dad Reeboks,
yeah.
The all-white junks, and then they put, like, the Gucci just plant on the side of it. They buying it. It's like... You do realize they're trying to make you look like a fool. They saying like, look, these motherfuckers buy anything long we put a name on it.
Right.
We just put a name on it, they'll buy it.
And see, that's my point. They playing the game.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, they gonna get all this uproar, and they still gonna sell millions. Same thing with Nike. Nike's smart too, cause they selling guns to both sides.
Yeah.
They took Cap. They put this campaign behind Cap. All these people, we gonna burn Nikes, but they don't realize most of y'all don't wear Nikes anyway. Y'all ain't buying this Nike product.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Who wearing Jordans?
Yeah.
Who wearing these Nike, you know, Air Max and all this stuff? Yeah. Man, y'all ain't buying it. Y'all buying the $39.99 pair. Yeah. These might buy the $200-$250 pair. Yeah. This ain't for you. But look, we're going to tell y'all this Cap shit. Then, we're going to turn around. Guess who make the jerseys for the NFL? We do.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell guns to both sides. So you create an uproar. Now they stock is was at as high as it's ever been.
That's why I tell everybody, man. Like, and I use this analogy, like, unplugging from the Matrix. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once you unplug from the Matrix, it's like you can see all these little green letters, these numbers like Neo.
Yeah.
But you have to understand that once you unplug from the Matrix, Neo wasn't the cure. He was the virus.
Yeah.
He was sent in to shut the Matrix down.
Yeah.
He wasn't the savior. He was there to shut it down. So when you see that, you know what I mean? Like, you can understand. It's all see-through to me.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? We have fun with it, but I still feel like at the end of the day, it's all a game. And all these celebrities, they're figuring out how to play the game to keep themselves relevant and keep money coming in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly is not, trust me, R. Kelly, all these allegations and everybody that's on Facebook and Twitter talking about R. Kelly, if R. Kelly said he was doing a show in Meridian this week, we don't have a facility that will hold. We don't have a facility in Meridian that will hold all the folks that's going to pack that motherfucker out. That motherfucker be packed from wall to wall. All the same motherfucker talking about he with these young girls stuff. Man, they'll buy every ticket in Meridian.
Yeah, go I know. Okay. That dude's a hell of a performer.
Yeah.
He a hell of a performer. I know I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be there with a picket sign. I'm going to be there watching with a picket sign. Like, I'm still representing for y'all. I'm watching the show. You know what I'm saying?
Fellas, let's transition a little bit. It's March Madness coming up, man. I know y'all keep up with basketball a lot, man. What y'all... Let's talk about LeBron James for a minute, man. You know, he's a big talk of the town right now. He's shutting it down. You know, I ain't a LeBron fan. I ain't going to even sit here and lie to y'all. I know I ain't no LeBron fan.
LeBron done hopped his ass out of that West.
Yeah,
this ain't the Eastern Conference.
This ain't what it do.
You know, I'm going to make the finals every year coming out the East.
Not this time.
Hop your ass over in the West.
Not this time.
It's balling over there.
I see they resting them and stuff now, so I believe they done laid down. Okay. Trying to get themselves in a position for a pretty nice little pick.
Yeah.
And they
LeBron, you don't need a nice pick. Everybody wants to play with LeBron. So they shouldn't need a pick.
People not making the argument that he is
falling
older now.
So he's
not been used for LeBron now. So he's transitioning on over to the latter stage of his career.
But see, what Terry said, everybody want to play with LeBron. Who really want to play with LeBron?
We'll see this free agency come up.
Imagine, I mean, you would think LA Lakers, you know what I'm saying? The late showtime, you know what I mean? Right. You got LeBron and you got some young pieces there. Yeah. Folks have been knocking down the door like Paul George and even take an interview with Magic Johnson in the offseason. They couldn't get AD to come. I mean, who really want to play with LeBron right now? Because, and this is what I want to say, when everybody says LeBron makes everybody better around him, people use that theory. Who has LeBron made better? Nobody knows any player. Everybody numbers around him has decreased.
Talking about for the team, to my Lakers now?
No, any team LeBron has been on.
He said any team he's been on.
Because D-Wade, Kyrie Irving, they're superstars with or without LeBron. They're going to get theirs.
Yeah.
But the other pieces around him, who on the Cleveland team did he make better? Rodney Hood?
Who he made look better?
Yeah.
He might make something look better, but I don't know about better players.
Yeah. He made it look better because they went to the finals.
What's his name got a check? I got a good contract off of being with him. What's the little white dude? Dellavedova. Remember he played the playoffs when Kyrie got hurt and Kevin Love got hurt in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The little Dellavedova dude just came out from nowhere.
Little short cat.
Like, he got a check. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't too many stories like that.
Right.
But, you know. I just think everybody knew from the beginning of the season that this is not going to be a Lakers year.
I never thought it was going to make the playoffs.
I know what I'm saying. Like, you knew it wasn't.
When I saw that roster they put together.
And then when they start doing all that moving and trading and stuff, I'm like, what are they doing? Y'all know y'all can't do
it. They talking about JaVale
McGee. I ain't going to lie, now. I at least thought they were going to make the playoffs.
See, I know West.
Not the West. I don't
at least going to make the playoffs.
Man, because Vegas had them at they win total like 48 and a half. I said they would not win 48 games in the West, not with that team. JaVale McGee, Lance Stevenson, Rondo, I said, man, who they gonna be? Man, the West got some young guys over there, man. They playing ball. See, you can get away in the East playing the Toronto Raptors, you know what I mean? Playing the Bad News Bears over there in the East, you know what I mean? And the Western Conference is a whole different animal, man. If they don't get some help this summer, it's over for LeBron. He might retire early.
I think the move to LA was basically a business move for LeBron.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you see all the stuff he got coming out of Hollywood and all these moves he's making in that sense. Like, because NBA never been LeBron's biggest paycheck.
Yeah. Now, I respect
him. I saw something.
Man, he executive produced. He executive produced 2 Chainz last night. A&R 2 Chainz.
He got a little rap song out with Kevin Durant, man. Y'all find it on YouTube. It's all right. Kevin Durant washed him up, though.
I like everything he do off. Like,
I love what he do off the court, though.
I think that's what the LA move was for. Yeah, off the court. Like, do you see the barbershop show he got on? Was it HBO?
Yeah.
I love that. He got a lot of stuff he's working.
I like that he's trying to give athletes a voice. You know what I mean? Exactly. And he's sticking up for, like, minorities. I love that part of him. I just don't like him as a basketball player.
Yeah.
But I'm a Kobe guy, so.
Exactly. I see. Yeah. I can tell when you got a good look at the motion.
Kobe took Smush Park and them to the playoffs. Put that in there.
So do y'all think he gonna get one in LA? You think he'll get a ring in LA? You an LA guy?
I'm an LA guy. He gonna have to have some major help out there.
Yeah.
And they gonna have to get it quick. So.
So you don't think like Kawhi going over there? You don't think AD going over there? You don't think Kyrie might want to say, "Hey, forget this." Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, you got a lot of these guys.
He was chopping it up with Kyrie last night, like that might be something. I don't know.
Man, I tell you, if Kyrie go back to LA with LeBron, I lose all respect for Kyrie.
You think so?
That's the same as taking a cheating woman.
Well, it could be the whole thing. I thought the grass was green over here in Boston.
That too. But
you know what I'm saying? Like, well, it ain't. It ain't as green. It ain't what I thought it was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Kyrie just wanted to be his own man.
Exactly. You know exactly. Shallow, yeah.
And I can respect that. I respect that.
But them some big shoulders you got to carry when you the guy.
Yeah.
But he got a good everything team. Comes on you. Yeah. Win, it's on you. Lose, it's on you.
He got a good team in Boston, though, man. Boston, you win it all. They can fight with Golden State.
Can they, though? Because the chemistry off over there.
Tatum, Brown, them boys.
They got good players, but the chemistry is terrible. Yeah. You know, this guy don't like this guy. This guy don't want to be playing with this guy. This guy, like, it's terrible.
Yeah.
So, I don't like, it's like, it's almost like they made a Laker team where it was Kobe, Karl Malone, Gary Payton, like, all them when they tried to put this team together, it was like,
Yeah.
It didn't mesh.
And then, like Marshall said, you know, if I'm on the Celtics team, speaking of Kyrie, if I'm on the Celtics team and at the end of the game I see you chopping it up with LeBron for a long time.
Like you seen your girl talking to that, what the fuck?
So it just throws your team chemistry off, you know? And the same thing happened to the Lakers, you know? You're in the middle of the season. You got guys in the locker room. We fighting. We trying to play. We losing. And then, you know, the front office started talking about, well, they may trade me. They may trade you. They may trade so-and-so. And then all of that you was trying to do fall through. And now you want me to play tomorrow? Nah, fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? So it throws the team, everything with the team off, you know?
You seen that with Golden State earlier this year. Yeah. With Durant and Green.
They really have been right ever since.
Yeah, you seen that earlier.
You can't go talking that kind of stuff and then expect guys to, you know, come back with the same, you know, desire to play and win, you know? Be like, fuck you. Yeah.
Now we see LeBron James kind of shutting it down, restricting his minutes. We see when Zion Williamson got hurt, then they've been sending him out. And then the big talk is that these guys want you out of it. See, we didn't grow up in this era. The era we grew up in, you play the whole season, you know what I mean? Because you want to play. Right. But now they're saying these athletes should have played, like if they're out of it, they got something to lose. I see a lot of these guys in college football doing it a lot too, man. They're sitting out at the end of the season, sitting out these bowl games because they feel like they got something to lose. How y'all feel about that, man? Like athletes not playing, preserving themselves for down the future. Should they play? Should they play because they made a commitment to the team? Or should they sit themselves out like a Zion Wilson because you got a lot of money on the line?
I guess it's different, man, well, I don't know.
I think personally, I
like to see people play ball, man. Uh-huh. I like to, but you never know what somebody's situation is. So if somebody is set to go to the NFL or to the NBA, and get their family out of a situation, then you don't want to get hurt and mess your chances up. I look at it like that as well.
Yeah.
But I also like to see them play, so I guess it just depends on whatever they got going on.
I would have. I see the NCAA like, these motherfuckers make $billions. Mm-hmm. These players going there and play based off a dream of making it. Because you think about it. When I get to this level, I know that plateau right there.
Yeah.
Like I was seeing guys that go from playing D1 football at a major university and get right there, you know what I'm saying? Lose it all because they didn't get educated enough, maybe in college or they just got some bullshit ass degree. You know what I'm saying? Like they was expecting to get to that higher.
But it's only a handful of them. Like it's only a small percentage that's gonna actually make it from college to professional sports anyway.
But you can't tell you that if I'm going up here and I'm knowing I'm playing my ass off, I'm going to the league. You know what I'm saying?
Situation. It didn't even really look like he got hurt.
Man, it didn't look like it. Shoot. Yeah, then they been sending him out, man. But they say he gonna play. He gonna play next week, man. But
if he was gonna play, I would have loved to see him play against
North Carolina.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah. That's
true. I didn't watch it yesterday.
Man, did y'all hear what them tickets was costing? I mean, back to what you were saying about, you know, that college level is a big money
playing field. It's a big money game, dog.
Some tickets that got up to like $2,500 a ticket.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, they were.
North Carolina played Duke.
Yeah.
I believe that was is that who they was playing when he blowed out his shoe?
Yeah.
Obama was there. Like,
Like $2,500. Yeah. They had got up the Super Bowl price.
And the man played all of 30 seconds.
Right. No, they were.
And he came out of the game. I feel like right now he ain't hurt. They just been sitting him out, though. That's just my opinion.
I don't think college players should get paid, like maybe per se from a university. I think they should get paid off their likeness. Say if I'm a big star and Nike want to sign me to a contract, I should be able to sign with Nike. I shouldn't have to, like, wait till I get out of this. I ain't saying, like, because that means I got to play. I got to be as good as I got to be. Like, I got to be good for somebody to be like, I want to put him. Or if the fucking local Chevy dealership want to put me in a commercial on their car, like, I should be able to use my likeness to get that.
They probably saying, well, if we let a college player take money, he is liable to
throw a game or something.
Money gonna persuade his play.
But what's to say he don't do that anyway?
Absolutely.
It's still an under. I still can take $10,000, $15,000.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, I think that should get paid out their likeness. Like, just get them some, like, let them get paid to, if I want to go to Foot Locker and do a little shoe signing thing and get paid to do it.
Somebody did that not too long. Who did that in college? Manziel? Didn't he do an autograph signing and got paid for it?
Oh, they got in trouble?
I think it was Manziel.
Oh,
might have been Manziel.
Yeah.
Nah, I remember, and y'all remember them O'Bannon brothers way back in the gap. Ed O'Bannon, I think Charles O'Bannon.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't make the NCAA basketball games anymore, like for Xbox and PlayStation, because he had that lawsuit. Because what you were talking about, the likeness, even though they didn't have the names, in college you don't have the names. His son was playing NCAA, I forgot whatever year it was. He said, Dad, this you on the game? He's playing with one of the throwback teams. He said, Dad, this you on the game? And O'Bannon was like, yeah, that is me. He said, they ain't got my name, but it is my likeness. That's me. It looks like me. They use my picture.
Yeah.
It is me.
Yeah.
And he said, we should be getting paid for this. Like,
exactly.
We should be getting a check for this.
See, and things like that right there, like, they should get a percentage
of it. Yeah, they found that lawsuit, man.
That's their likeness. If this player wasn't as good as he is, he would not be giving you this much money. So let him use that to get money.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like, if you want to rock, you want to have a Nike, a Polo contract endorsement, they don't get his money, man. Like, quit. Like, I don't get that. I don't get that at all. Because, like, even if you're a baseball player, you can still get signed and still get paid to play baseball and still go to college.
Yep.
They doing it now.
So, but see, who in baseball?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, you know.
Yeah.
That, who would say some inner city kid get paid for his likeness coming out of high school? Yeah. So he can help his mama back at home. Who might not have his pops back at home, do something, his brothers and sisters back at home. You got to think about it, these dudes can't even work. They can't even have a regular job.
Yeah.
So, like, so how can you, what do you expect them to do? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get that. At least let local, like, let them go to Applebee's and sign some autographs. Something. You know what I'm saying? Something to keep some money in his pocket. You know, let them pay for it. Let them start his own camp early. So he can have kids coming in, throw the football. Let's say if what's my guy? Russell played really hot.
Tyler.
Let's say he was at, you know, at state. Like, I want to do a camp in my city while I'm playing for them. I want to charge. I want to charge $25 per kid to come and do it, play in my camp. Yeah. He should be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Do y'all feel like we do enough as a city? I'm just talking locally now. Like, as a city, do we do enough for our youth? Like, do we have enough things going for them, like camps and like facilities where they can go to, like after school or things of that nature? Do y'all feel like we doing enough?
We may not have enough facilities right now, but it's always something going on that the kids can do. I think, it's always something going on.
Do we have enough people that's willing to step in and do it, to take on that responsibility? That's a different question.
You get to the hard question now.
I mean, I think we do have enough people to, you know, volunteer that time and efforts, you know. But when you're talking about kids these days versus kids our days, you know, back in our day, if a grown person came to you and said, Mario, I'm finna call your mama and I'm tell your mama what you're finna do. And you actually called your mom and told them, and you got in trouble. But now these days, if you get a kid and say, hey, I'm finna call your mom and dad and tell on you. You call them mom and dad, they finna say, my kid don't do that kind of shit. Uh-huh. Don't call me. And I'm not making excuses, but I mean, it's just the reality of it. This day and time, you almost have to say, oh, man, is it even worth me trying to do this and do that? You know, bad to say, because shit, you don't know the outcome you're gonna get. You know,
again, people nowadays are so sensitive, and the laws are so relaxed that discourages people.
Yeah,
from dealing with the kids as well.
Yeah, because I put my
head on somebody, son, daughter, and somebody take that the wrong way. Got grown people into it.
Yeah, that's
mess everything up anyway.
Yeah.
And social media is just so big.
Something this big is gonna be this big.
These kids, man, you can get on the web and do whatever you wanna do, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the world is so big, and if you can't go nowhere, you can get right on your computer, right on your phone.
So, I think that's something to do with too. It's laziness.
Yeah, lazy. Yeah. It makes like, you lazy.
If you, back in the day, if we all was here and somebody threw us a basketball, we knew what to do with that. We finna go, hey, you see what I'm saying? Shoot, throw it, oh, throw it back at you. You know?
Totally different day and time. Man.
Like I asked my son, I said, son, you wanna play basketball this year? No. And I was disappointed, man. Man, it kind of hurt me because I grew up, man, I love playing sports. I mean, even just outside playing, you know what I mean? But they just want to play video games all day, man. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's a different era, man.
I still don't know what Fortnite is. I don't know what that is.
It's a little free fall. Like
I watched it just a little bit. I don't know how it's so, I don't know how they addicted to it.
I tried to, I don't get it. I played it, man. I played it a few times. It's just like, it's online gameplay, so it'll be 100 different people online. They just all get to this one little place, and they running around killing each other, like building stuff, like places to hide and finding guns and killing each other, man.
That's because I got party guys in the building. That's one thing I was, because it kind of ties into that. How you get online, you play against 100 people. It's a virtual reality, right? It's like, it's not real. It's not real. Yeah. You're not actually playing. You don't even know these people.
Nah.
Club scene. Back in the day. You remember how? You go to the club, you going to find a chick. Y'all going to find a chick, dance for a chick. Y'all, hey, you know what I'm saying? Da-da-da-da. Has that completely changed in the club nowadays?
Absolutely.
I was talking about, like, you'll see a group of dudes and a group of chicks. It's like,
absolutely.
What is the, it's like the social contract. Like you can't be sociable no more without this.
Absolutely.
Y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Once again, social media.
Because y'all running entertainment, right side of town entertainment. And so y'all are heavy in party scene, club scene, you know, doing things around the city and other areas. How do y'all see that? Cause are people like really interacting with each other when y'all in the club and watching them, or everybody's got their Snapchat out just to? Cause I feel like now it's like people just take pictures just to say they was there instead of actually wanting to be there. They just wanted to show everybody that they was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People want to put the outfit on, get them a nice caption. Make sure they get their photos to it.
Good hashtag.
Then the girls want to dance with the girls. And everybody just want to turn up.
They going to hit Instagram, throw a little filter on it.
Yeah, you got to find your caption. Hashtag it. Get you some pictures in.
Like, nobody dance. Like, not the girls don't dance with the dudes no more.
The girls are dancing with the like, girls, my guy.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. It's weird, bro. Like,
yeah. I remember back in the day, man. I mean, I went. Just to grind on something.
You can hear some R&B music. They was going to slow it down at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-uh.
It's like,
I definitely feel discouraged if I didn't grind. And it's totally different. These guys, they ain't on the grind, and these women on the grind on women. I ain't knocking it, but, you know, that's just what it is.
It's weird to me.
You know.
I mean, I'm at a party DJ. I look up, dudes flashing money to each other, and the girl dance, which I'm like,
that's what it is.
Something ain't right with this picture, man.
That's
like,
what it is.
I don't get that whole. Yeah. I think that's how I came up in the skate rink days.
Right.
Like you said, you go to the, you wait for, you ain't skating nothing. I'm waiting for this dance to jump out so I can run out here on this floor. And, you know,
man,
what I'm saying?
They ain't doing a skating ring except for. Dance and fight.
You can guarantee to see one thing, two things. You know what I'm saying? You can dance and some fight. You guarantee to see that.
There's going
to
be some hands getting thrown off in there. Well, fellas, I appreciate having you here, man. Anything else y'all want to?
Please don't argue with facts.
You did. I appreciate having you guys up here, man. Y'all know y'all my brothers, man. We're going to have to do it again, you know. Yeah, man. Right side of town, entertainment. Y'all be looking out for them, man. They got entertainment parties and everything else going on around the city, around the area. So y'all be looking out for them on Facebook. My brother Moyo HD, Mario Scott. My brother Terry Clayton, a.k.a. Buddy Lovewood. I got one more thing to ask y'all before we get about it. Hashtag, are you still down?
Already.
All right.